This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
These great and sometimes this expensive stuff. And what was your child most fascinated by, and what did your child play with the most on that day? The rapping, right? The rapping. The rapping. The very first one, the rapping. Nobody else, was that one of my experiences? Because I told my wife, you know, come the next Christmas and the next birthday, that's all I'm getting them, a rabbit. I mean, they play, but they have to be taught to want the stuff that we want them to want.
That's right.
They have to be taught and experience the joy of what we call the joy of Christmas and the giving, and for them to begin to share and understand all the things around what makes Christmas so great. I couldn't believe it. Wrapping paper? Really? Look inside. Play with that. You don't know how much that costs. We teach them to expect a material miracle.
Yeah.
But please don't lose the opportunity to teach, share, and live out the real meaning during and beyond Christmas.
Amen.
The miracle that God can and God will, and we ought to praise God.
Amen.
Our first point, God can. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 33, it reads, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at this saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, 'Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.'" Wow. God can do what he said he would do.
Uh-huh. Amen.
That's what the angel told Mary. He says in Luke 37, "For nothing will be impossible with God."
Man.
The Virgin Mary was told she would have a baby, even though she had not physically been with a man. And with all the faith and all the trust that she had in God, she asked one question: how can this be? Seeing that I'm a virgin. How can this be? Seeing that I know not a man. How can this be that I've not physically been with any man? How can this be? Now, that's a great question. Now, she could have said, "No, get out of here. You got me mixed up with somebody else. What you thinking this about? Me? No. You got to understand. Joseph have just, asked to marry me. It took me a while to get a man. I got Joseph now. Don't be bringing nothing like this into that relationship. Joseph may not understand this thing that, I'm asking you how this going to happen. I ain't been with nobody. And Joseph know I ain't been with nobody. And my parents know I ain't been with nobody. Everybody know I ain't been with nobody. How can this be? Not now, angel. Not me. Not now. Mm-mm. I got plans. Check back with me next year this time, maybe. But I got some things I want to do. But that wasn't Mary. By faith, she didn't do that. By faith, she knew God could do what he said he would do.
All right, now.
She was told that the Holy Spirit would overshadow her and she would conceive a son. And she was also told that her cousin Elizabeth was with child, even though she wasn't supposed to have a child.
That's right.
All right.
I'm giving you some evidence, he said. I need y'all to say this with me. God can.
God can.
One more time. God can.
Oh, yeah.
What has God spoken in your life? Has God spoken peace in your life? And yet there's confusion and frustrations. Has God given you an assurance that everything will be all right? But yet we still want to worry and be at odds? Has God shown you challenges that you will face, but yet told you he will be with you? Has God sent a messenger to let you know that you would be a blessing to your family, you would be a blessing to your friends, you would be a blessing to the community, you would be a blessing to the world? Has God told you he wants to use you? Yeah, well, know this. God can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do what he said. He will do what he said he will do.
Amen.
Believe it. Believe it.
Amen.
Believe it. Now, you might ask me, well, why? Why should I believe that? Why should I believe that? Second, because God will. Not only is God able to do what he said he can do, he will do it.
Amen.
God can and God will. I need you to say that to somebody around you. God can, and God will.
And God will.
Now if they didn't really look like they heard that, say it to somebody else. Say, God can, and God will. Yeah. If we could get that down in our spirit on today. No matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult it might seem,
yes,
no matter
sir.
How terrible it might be, no matter what roadblocks are placed in your way, if you can just believe that God can and God will.
Yes.
Luke 1:37 says, for
nothing
will be impossible with God.
Amen.
Mary believed the word of God, and God's word was fulfilled in her. Hear me today. Please hear me today. Many times we are our own worst enemy.
Come on, preacher.
It's not God working against us. It's us working against us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's sometimes me working against me and you working against you. Yeah. Why can't we just trust God and believe he can and he will?
Amen.
I have to correct something I've been saying for years. And I'm so grateful that God has given me an opportunity to have a long pastorate. And I wasn't gone years ago where I couldn't remember some things I've said in the past and I need to get corrected. Because I'll admit it, you know, when I'm saying something and even got you to repeat after me and to say what I was saying, I got to go back now and retract some of this stuff. And I need you to retract. All those listening online, y'all heard me say some things. This is one thing I need to retract because it was a good saying, and I act like it wasn't a good saying. And that saying was, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. And I've been telling y'all, no. God said it, and that settles it. I got to retract that. What do you mean? I got to retract that. Let me tell you why I'm retracting that. Let me tell you why the turnabout. Yeah. You do need to believe. You do have to believe that God can. You do have to have faith that God can and God will. So why this turnabout, Pastor? That's a great question. Matthew chapter 13, verses 53-58. And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there, and coming to his hometown, he taught them in a synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? Are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? Are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief.
Yes, sir. Word.
This Jesus that healed the sick.
Yes.
This Jesus
yes.
that gave sight to the blind.
Yes.
This Jesus yes. that walked on water. This Jesus that turned water into wine. This Jesus that fed the multitudes. This Jesus that even raised folk from the dead could not do any great or mighty work there, not because he was a different Jesus, but because they did not believe.
Word. Amen. That's the word.
Wow. What is it in your life that you're not believing
come on, preacher.
That God can do?
Come on, preacher.
What miracle
Jesus,
are you preventing
you,
from happening in your family, in your life, in the life of others, all because you don't really believe God can and God will? What miracle has God placed in your spirit and you know will happen because you do trust God and you're willing to follow in the path he has set before you? What breakthrough are you about to have because God said it and you believe it and that settles it? Do you really believe the plans God has for you? Do you really believe the plans God has for your family? Do you really believe the plans God has for our community? Do you really believe the plans God has for his world? Do you really believe the plans God has for your future?
Thank you, Lord.
Jeremiah 29, 1 through 13 goes this way. It says this, God speaks, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, plans for profit, and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
That's the word.
Oh, my brothers and sisters, I know many times we depend on other people to have faith.
Preacher.
You depend on, well, the pastor went to school for faith. And that school that he went to, the seminary, that taught him so much stuff. No. It's because the deacon's been deaconing so long, or because the choir been singing so long, or because, No. God has plans for you. God loves you. God needs you to believe that he is God and he can do mighty and wonderful and powerful things even in your life. Don't care how young you are. Don't care how old you are.
Yes, sir.
God seeks to do great and powerful things in your life, and he just needs you to believe that God can and God will.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
Believe the plans God has for you. God can and God will. The question was asked, is there anything too hard for God?
My Lord.
It may be too hard for you. It may be too hard for me. But it's not too hard for God.
Thank you, God.
So knowing that God can and God will, there's only one thing left to do.
Come on, preacher.
Third point. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. In Luke chapter 1, we continue to see that Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And Elizabeth had some things to say to her, because when Elizabeth got there and Mary got there and began to talk, Elizabeth said, as Mary told Elizabeth what was told to her by the angels, that the baby, John, leaped in her womb. But Luke chapter 1, beginning verse 43 says, as Elizabeth's talking, and why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed, blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
Yes, Lord.
She said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. While God is working out what needs to be worked out in your situation, you ought to begin to give God praise. Even as you pray. And we talk about prayer all the time. You can pray one of two ways. You can pray, doubt, and do without.
Okay.
Or you can pray, believe, and receive. It's your choice.
Yes, sir.
We can praise or we can walk around days. While you're trying to figure it out, just know that God has already worked it out. Christmas is about miracles, starting with the virgin birth and continuing with the miracle that God is working in you right now.
Amen.
Yeah. Can you praise God enough for love this Christmas?
Yeah.
Can you thank and praise God enough for forgiveness this Christmas?
Yeah.
Can you praise and thank God enough that you will help somebody come to know Jesus this Christmas? If you know the miracle of Christmas, just some people who watching you can tell that there is a God, and God makes a difference in other folk lives because he can see the difference God has made in your life.
Amen.
Come on,
Amen.
Let's be real. Folk know us. Our family know us. They've heard what we said. They've heard how we've thought sometimes. They've heard how cynical we have been. They've heard us complaining and being confused about a lot of things that the Word of God tells us to do that we just choose not to do. But what happens when you converted? What happens when you repent? What happens when the world can see that you now trust this God that you somewhat doubted? You do believe that Jesus was born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. You do believe that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. You do believe that God can bring you joy, that God can bring you peace, that God can turn your situation around. You believe that God sits high and looks low. You believe that God truly loves you in spite of you. You believe that God has made a way out of no way. You believe he's a bridge over troubled waters. You believe he's water when you're thirsty. You believe he's food when you're hungry. You believe he's a mother to the mothers and a father to the fathers. You believe that no matter what situation you're in, God can work it out. God can work in you and work through you and work because of you. God can do what only God can do, because you know God can and God will. And because you know it, you can say, Lord, I trust you. I believe you can. I believe you will. I will trust you all the days of my life. I will lift up holy hands and have mercy, Lord. Have your way, Lord. I love you, Lord. Love the Lord. I'm going to take it back. So good. He's been better than me. Just got to tell the Lord, thank you. Oh, God. Let others see Christ in you. Let them see your joy. Let them see your peace. Let them see the blessing that God has given you. I know it's not Christmas yet, but God has sent you a present. I know it's not Christmas yet, but God has delivered unto you the gift that we all need. The gift is eternal life. God gives us eternal life. I'm glad you asked. For unto us, Father, the Prince of Peace, the Lord.
talk about him. Don't ridicule him. Don't call him anything but a child of God. So look at our Lord and Savior. He sent you all you had to go through. Because he loved you. And he loved me. So what do you mean by that? Only us in the world, wrapped in the clothes, laying in the manger. But he grew up. He adopted the elders at age 12. And he kept on growing up. Even as he healed the sick, even as he raised the dead, even as he did all these miracles, folks started hating on Jesus. But Jesus kept on living. He kept on walking. He kept on believing. He kept on showing us what we ought to do. When time gets dark, when the light gets dim, he showed us how we ought to hold our heads. And when the dark ends, as God lives, he's already made a way. We ought to thank him because he's already made a way. We ought to thank him because he's already made a way. We ought to thank him because he's already made a way.
Jesus. If you're here today, you can just walk down the aisles, give us your hand, give God your heart.
Yes.
If you're online, we're praying a prayer with you in the building and those online. We're praying a prayer now that you can accept Christ into your life. I can lead you in the prayer, but I can't pray it for you. You have to profess this for yourself. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says you shall be. Please pray this prayer if you want to accept Christ right now. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart. Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life and help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Won't you come today? If you're coming online, just go ahead and type the word saved.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, Givelify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.